6:56 now on WATD, and as promised, we are going to be checking in with John Galluzzo. He'll be joining us for the Walk of the Week. We typically record it in studio, and John kicks off the month of April with his weekly reports. However, due to the coronavirus, we're not recording in studio right now. John has agreed to phone in, and he joins us now on the line. John, good morning to you.
Good morning. That's me phoning it in.
Yeah. How are you? How are you, by the way, getting along with the boys, and how are they taking this with having to be home and not not with their friends and in school?
I think, you know, you just hit everything right there on the head. They're at home. They are disappointed that they can't be with their friends, but they are fighting through, and we're doing everything we can to keep them happy and occupied and hopefully learning a little bit as we go along here. It's been tough.
Well, you know, people have been trying to get out of the house, and a walk would be a good idea as long as you do it in a as a solo activity. And so we thought a little positive news would be helpful, and you've got a Walk of the Week for us, right?
I do. Absolutely. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. We've had some back and forth with Mother Nature here on the South Shore for the past few weeks. For a while there, it seemed like the groundhog was right. We were on track for an early spring. Even the wildlife thought so. If you keep an annual phenology calendar, a listing of dates on which specific natural events occur, then you know that everything seems to be about 2 weeks early this year. Even our beloved ospreys, which usually return right on March 30th, were 2 weeks early. We've had colder temps, rain, and even a little bit of snow here and there over the past couple of weeks. But please, don't let any of that deter you. Spring is happening, despite the cold weather pattern. Eastern phoebes are back. Hummingbirds are down in New Jersey, nearly here. Please get out and walk. And when you do, take special notice of the sounds going on around you. No matter where you go, because of the decreased automobile and airplane noise, you will be able to hear nature better this spring, perhaps like you've never heard it before, and maybe closer to what our ancestors on this land knew it sounded like. As you walk, listen for those distant frogs peeping, for chipmunks darting through the leaf litter, for birds singing their spring songs, for red squirrels scolding you as you walk through their territories. And don't be afraid to pause. Just stop right where you are on the trail. The sounds, or even perhaps the amazing silence, will catch you. With voices and phones and cars and everything else going on around us, silence can seem foreign. Enjoy it. So find your trail this week. Mass Audubon and Trustees of Reservations Trails are closed at the moment, but there are hundreds of open spaces on the South Shore where we can walk safely, tuning into nature like we never have before. I'm John Galluzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.
Well, we'll hope to do that soon, yeah. John, as always, thank you so much, and hopefully you'll continue to check in every week through the phone until we can get you back in studio again.
Oh, I get a million walks, Rob. We can do this every week.
I love it, John. All right, be well, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Thanks. All right, that's John Galluzzo with the South Shore Walk of the Week, and he'll be back next Thursday.